welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined as always in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. Boys, we have much to discuss today. Piper's been making a lot of business deals, and we have a long-standing business deal that we want to talk about, and then a new one coming next week that that I know we're all excited about. Ronald's probably a little more excited about it than even Pipe and I are, but we will drop that on you guys next week. But Piper, tell them about Dwell Bible.
Yes, Dwell Bible is our favorite audio Bible app. We all love it, and they are a long-standing partner of ours. So listeners, if you are trying to figure out a way to be more consistent in the Word, get more of it into your life, into your family's life, Dwell is a great way to do that. If you go to dwellapp.io/happyrant, you can check it out, as well as they offer a 20% discount to our listeners through that link. They have a whole variety of ways to do it. So there's just standard listen straight through, kind of your standard run-of-the-mill audio Bible, but they also have different narrators. They have listening plans if you want to do it more consistently. They have different features, sort of a listen and reflect feature where you can put a passage on repeat for reflection, for memorization. They've just added a sleep timer feature, so you can go to bed with it, or, you know, just kind of listen at a certain time. You can put it on for your kids at their bedtime, something like that. It's a new feature they just rolled out. But again, the link is dwellapp.io/happyrant. You can try it out there and get that 20% discount. It comes out to less than $2 a month, so very affordable, and you should check it out ASAP.
Dude, I wish my kids had a sleep timer feature. You know what I mean? Where I could set them for like 15 minutes and then get them to wind down, you know, like as soon as it expired. Maybe if Dwell could figure that out, we would be...
I feel like that might be something that Elon Musk works on. You know, he's starting to like implant chips in brains. Maybe he can implant sleep timers for children or something like that.
Dude, is he really doing the implanting chips? I feel like all that stuff from those crappy like 90s End Times novels, I feel like it's all coming true now.
Yeah, but I think I feel like he's trying to do it from a, you know, like a, some sort of medical standpoint or something. But really, what's the difference between that and just what ends up being just mind control? I don't know. It really seems mind control-y to me.
Dude, fascinating. And speaking of technology and mind control and things that are somewhat incomprehensible, I've got a dilemma, boys. I'm going to need your help on this one. Piper, you sent a video to the group chat. And I feel like this was intended to be like the first 5 minutes of the app, but we might end up going like the whole app on this because there's so much to unpack with it. So you sent us a video of Douglas Wilson, and the title of it is Mostly Peaceful in all caps. And then it says No Quarter November 2020. Now, just by way of preamble, we're coming at this with like, you guys have been pretty staunch in your like crapping on Doug Wilson posture. So that should be just stated out front. I think it's probably good for business for you guys to be against Douglas Wilson at some level. I have no like there's no skin in the game for me with Douglas Wilson. So
other than morality.
Well, and there we go. There's Ronald doing Ronald things.
How does it feel to be on the moral low ground, Ted?
Well, I mean, it's fascinating. So Ronald put me there. So maybe you could ask him how it feels to like be on the high
ground.
Put you
there. I'm saying, other than morality, why? Yeah, you don't have to be. You don't have to be against the Dougie.
Well, baby, I feel like you're. I just don't for business. You know what I mean? Because like nobody in my life is like walking around going, "What do you think about Douglas Wilson?" Except for this show, and I feel like it doesn't benefit me one way or the other. And it's so much so that like, I feel like I can look at Douglas Wilson and say, I have agreed with some things that he's written, and other things that he's written have been wacky. Like, I'm not ready to like do the posture of like Douglas Wilson's immediately an idiot, regardless of whatever he puts out. But this particular thing,
can I ask a quick question?
You say that, and me and Piper are like red flagging to death right now.
I know.
Well, actually.
I have a question for you, Ted, to help understand your mindset. And I don't have a totally clear answer for this myself.
Sure.
I agree with the statement that you made that some of the things he's written are wacky and some of the things are good. At what point does the wacky make the other stuff, like how much can you just parse those out versus being like, you know, his general collection of wackiness outweighs the good?
Well, I see, and I guess that's my issue, because nobody in my life is asking me to do that. Because unless I'm taping the show for like 45 minutes once a week, like Douglas Wilson doesn't exist in my world, like truly, you know, and leveraging Douglas Wilson one way or another is of no benefit to me. So, I don't know. And I guess another caveat would be, I haven't read every word of everything that he's written.
Well, that would be impossible, because he writes more books than Jared Wilson, and
dude, I was going to say, which,
like,
Wilson
more articles
more
than Ross Douthat. So, I mean, it's impossible to keep up.
Ronald, now being that Jared is your best friend, and being that you hate Douglas Wilson, and you're on record with both things, which Wilson writes more? Which Wilson is more productive?
How am I on record with both? With both of those things.
Because we said,
well,
so.
You just,
we well, you, put it, yeah, on record for you.
You just like climbed atop the moral high ground a few
times. I will not accept people putting words in my mouth the way you guys do any longer.
Okay.
I have a team of attorneys now for that. You. But what are you asking, Big T?
I'm asking, who's the more prolific Wilson in your life?
Oh,
Douglas,
dude,
or Jared?
Yeah, I mean, I think, so Big M, when she wants to just, when she's having too good of a day and she wants to just get angry, she'll just, like, you know, she'll notice some things that Dougie's saying, share those with me. And then I'll go, yeah, insane.
And you guys like sit around the kitchen and rip him together. And then you feel,
no,
like,
not at all. I mean, Wilson is, he's at a place now where he's not even like, it's so ridiculous. It's almost just like eye rolly and head shaky and just, like, it's kind of funny that he still says those things. And not only that, but he has all these supporters that are like rah-rahing him to death while he says those things. So it's almost kind of funny now. Funny, but yeah, sad, in the way that like sad can be funny, but it's actually really sad. But it's so sad, it's funny, you know?
See, I think in that, and you said an important thing. I think he's great for business and entertainment, because without a Douglas Wilson, like, there's, and this is going to sound more, I don't know, indicting than it should. Without Douglas Wilson, there's nothing to feel like low-key superior about. So he's necessary. You know what I mean? And he also puts out amazing content, like the thing that I'm going to talk about, and the thing that I need you guys to help me understand.
Yeah, I think, hold on, but to that though, Big T, I think what I would say is, like, so some of it is ridiculous. Like, what we're going to talk about right now is ridiculous, right?
Sure, sure.
But then I think because he's, you know, because there's some things that we would share in common with him doctrinally and of that nature.
Right.
I think some of the other things he says, like, on a, like, you know, when it comes to like social issues, like to me, he would be so far off the reservation with some of these things that I think he's damaging, you know, to the body of Christ. So again, how far you want to take that? I mean, you know, that's opinion, you know, but you know, he's lost a lot of, in my opinion, he's lost a lot of credibility with some of the positions he's taken and some of the directions he leans in, because they're so extreme and they don't feel helpful, you know, for the church. But
this is going to potentially go to a place that Ted has no interest in, but here we go.
That's okay.
He takes on social issues like philosophical exercises, which in this day and age, I don't think is very helpful, because they're actual issues, you know, that affect. So he's responding to issues that people feel genuine personal pain, emotion, strong emotion about personally. Mm-hmm. And he's addressing them philosophically. So there's sort of this disaffected exercise of logic that he sort of runs to its fullest extreme. And I would agree with Ronnie, oftentimes it ends up in a location that's not very helpful. And so there's kind of two things wrong. One is his conclusions that I would disagree with, but we all have people we disagree with. That's fine. The other is the tone, which is just utterly unempathetic to what people feel. So yeah, there's kind of a two level potential damage. One is, you're telling people things that I don't think are true. And the other is, you are dismissing people's sense of being wronged, their injustice, and basically just saying, we're going to treat this like a thought exercise. It exists in neutrality. And I think there's sort of a twofold problem there.
And then I think, but what we're about to talk about right now, T, I think this is where we can back up and just the utter, just ridiculousness of some of these things. Like, they are funny. They can be funny.
They are. This thing in particular is definitely funny.
Yeah. And I mean, no question.
So let's talk about it. Pipe sent this video. And I want to just talk about kind of the title screen here, and then we can get into the content of the video itself. Again, the title, Mostly Peaceful in all caps, and then No Quarter November 2020, in like normal type. And the image that I'm looking at right now is the image of Dougie in like a ball cap,
a trucker hat, like one of those trendy trucker hats with like the sort of hand painted sign logo on the front. So it's like retro, yeah. but it was made by a faux hipster 11 days ago.
Yeah. Faux hipster, trendy trucker cap, much like the kind that we could have gotten from Muskox. Shout out Muskox. And then he's like wearing a vest, almost like a fisherman's vest, and he's walking away from what appears to be a burning vehicle. And, I want to talk, before we even get into the video itself, I want to talk about the concept of making videos like this, which is really, from a media standpoint, kind of a tough thing to pull off, in that it was 3 minutes of Dougie just like driving in his car, monologuing into a camera, and kind of walking toward a camera and also monologuing, much in the same vein as Rob Bell's Numas. So if you remember the early 2000s, when Rob Bell was at the height of his like being rebellious in Grand Rapids powers, and he was making these little videos called Numas, and youth pastors would buy them. They would show them to their like youth groups. They were largely incomprehensible, but somehow cool. And it was Rob Bell just doing these walk and talks with like crap burning in the background, or like, I don't know, water lapping up against the shore, whatever. Pick your ethereal, like, I don't know, billows of steam or whatever background in these videos. My question to you guys is, given the success of Rob Bell's Numas, given like Douglas Wilson making one of these Numa-esque videos, what's the likelihood that you guys would ever make one? And like, at what era of time were you ever like most tempted to make one of these, or were you? Go.
I'd like Ronnie to answer this because he has a deeper well of unusual video making experience than I do. So,
oh, that's true. I here totally. Comes.
I mean, they're not at all like Numa. It was, you know, there was a time and a place and whatever, but I feel like Ronnie has delved into the creative expression through video more than I have. So I'd like to hear his answer.
I just don't even, I mean, how do you answer that? Right. So you got some dude, you got Dougie Wills in his pickup truck with the whole truck burning while he's still driving it. It's going up in flames. It's like, dude, at some point,
can I go in on that for a second? How real do we think that was?
Well, I was wondered that, like, him? I wondered if it was real or not. Like, cause at some point it's like, Wilson, like, dude, that's getting dangerous because the whole back, like, bed of the truck is on fire.
Yeah, dude, that was my thought. And I thought that, like, in pickup trucks, like, that little window that, like, abuts the back of the truck and is, like, right behind your neck, it must have gotten really warm.
Well, and then the window cracks at some point, right? And it, like, shatters. And then so, like, you know that he feels that on the back of his trucker hat, right? That's, like, that's not getting any cooler. That's getting
hotter. I feel like the plastic mesh on the back of the trucker hat was, like, a melting risk at that point.
Yeah, and maybe he had some protective thing up there that we couldn't see. But here's the thing, man. I don't know how he could have, like, I don't know, CGI'd that thing, right? Like, I don't know, you know, did he connect with, like, George Lucas to, like, make this thing and figure out how to...
J.J. Abrams was out in Moscow, Idaho, and helped him film this.
Yeah, like, right, who was directing this thing? Like, I was just like, is this Christopher Nolan's, like...
Maybe was it Shammy? Was it M. Night Shyamalan? Little twist at the end?
I mean, so yeah, I just wondered that, like, okay, so, because he did this other video, you guys remember, I don't know if it was like a year or so ago, where he's like sitting on a bench and everything around him is like burning up. And that, so there's some thematic thing with like everything burning and blowing up that he's like, he's going after with these vids, you know?
So dude, to me, it's just crazy that like, I guarantee you, well, I can't put words in Dougie Fresh's mouth. I can't
do that. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
In the early 2000s, I'm sure he watched Numas by Rob Bell and rolled his eyes and talked about how, like, effeminate and stupid they were. But now he's basically in the Numa business. I don't know. That kind of delighted me for some reason.
Yeah, Piper, it's a weird marketing thing for me, right? Okay. So, like, I don't know what Dougie's doing in terms of, like, how he promotes his ministry, his books, his publishing house, all the stuff that he did, his seminary, all the stuff that, that he does, right? So, like, then you see something like this come out, and it seems disconnected with all of those things. And it's just, it's like, it's the promotion of Dougie making a Dougie statement. And so for me, it's like, it's prime Dougie. You know what I mean?
It'd be like Dougie doing Dougie things.
It'd be like Big T doing Big T things. Like, what would be the equivalent of this for you, right? Like, taking all the things that you are about and love and making like one, like, definitive statement that kind of encompasses those things. Like, I don't know what that would look like. Only you and M. Night Shyamalan will know what that looks like, right?
Well, yeah, that's it. And it's in production, but I can't. I assumed it was in production.
But, like, so if you're asking, so if you're asking, like, I don't know. Like, if you asked me to do something like that, like, that is so weird. Like, I don't even know where to begin. If somebody said, hey, what we want to do, Martin, is we want to come in, we're sending Nolan in with M. Night to assist, and they're going to make a video just about you and everything. And it's going to be, it's just going to encompass all of your ideals and your thoughts. And it's going to be vague. So people have to know you to know what you're saying. And I would just be like, I don't even know who I'm talking to. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Dude, see, now I feel like I could shoot that for you. Like, I could make yours. I couldn't make mine, but I feel like yours would be like, it would open on like the super curated, like, magazine style house, and then cut to like a walk through the woods where there was like a picnic laid out, and then it would end in front of that little like mural, you know, in front of like the bombed out warehouse or whatever, and then fade to black. Like,
but what would
minutes.
Be the danger? Would like somebody walk by in the background and just pass out and drop dead? Like what would be like the gasping, like, oh. Like, because at some point the truck blows up in Dougie's video. And of course, my first thought is, dude, you guys just have like trucks laying around that you can set on fire and blow up that you don't need anymore. Like, that's impressive. You know?
Yeah, dude, they've got a surplus of trucks.
I mean, it's Idaho.
We have at any one time trucks and vans that we like blow up all the time. Like, they're just disposable.
Dude, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like Spurgeon said, always be blowing up a vehicle.
Always be blowing up a vehicle for the grace of God, you know, limited atonement or something.
Now,
can I ask a conceptual question? So normally when one is, you know, putting together a video, like promo video, trailer for something, there's a product in mind or an event or something. Okay.
That was going to be my next question.
So I don't know what that was here. Which then leads me to the question, what was the aim of this video? Was it just to like make men with beards and cigars go cool fire? Like, just to sort of like the basest, most Neanderthal instinct of men to go man with beard and cigar talking fire cool? I'm not sure what the aim was here.
Dude, now, so I feel like of the three of us, I'm definitely the most Neanderthal. And in as much as I am that, this should have resonated with me. I feel like it didn't, because I was just largely confused. But I feel like
you're an intellectual Neanderthal. That just doesn't work.
Exactly. My whole life doesn't work. But I feel like we need like a hardcore Dougie Wilson fan to explain what No Quarter November means, because I feel like it's in his empire, it's probably a branding thing. You know what I mean? It's probably like a.
That being said, we don't want to hear from any hardcore Dougie fans.
Oh, we're gonna, dude. We're gonna.
I mean, does it have any? Is it related to the election at all? I feel like that language has to be related to the election. It has to be.
What did he talk about on the video?
Thought crimes. He committing thought crimes.
Thought crimes. That's right.
And I didn't follow much beyond that, but that phrase stands out in my mind.
Like, don't commit crimes against, it was, what was it? Like, don't commit, like, don't do anything ungodly, but you can, don't commit a crime against God, but you can commit a crime against man. Don't commit a thought crime against God, but you can do that against man. That's what he was saying, right?
Yeah, and he said he's, you know, he's committed many thought crimes, and
yeah, and as we have against him.
That was the kind of the buzzy phrase of this was thought crimes, and I don't know. There's a touch of like loaded, triggered language there. You know, the idea of, you know, safe spaces and so forth. It kind of feels like a thought crime is an attack on those. But he made no specific references to anything, and so I'm not really sure what this was pushing people to, except to just sort of be generally aggressive.
Dude, you
just
know what? I love the thought
commit
of
crimes against thoughts.
I love the thought of like.
Well, that's a crime, though.
I love the thought of Douglas Wilson in a dark office, leaning over the shoulder of like some 25-year-old kid who's like cutting this video together, and him going, yeah, let's use that one. I like that shot. You know what I mean? Sure. I like how the car was burning over my shoulder. The thought of that moment fills me with joy is the wrong word, but
It fills you with crime. That thought, that's a crime against Doug Wilson right there. Big T.
Why is it a crime against Doug Wilson though? To imagine him enjoying the process of like cutting together his own stupid video.
I'm just kidding. The whole thing is so stupid.
I can barely
even think about it. It's so dumb.
Could we do a public service for our listeners and seek to define thought crime? Like, what constitutes a thought crime? Is this episode a thought crime against Dougie because we are speaking less than positively?
I don't know. Ted's going to have to live with that if it is pipe. So let's...
I don't have to live with anything. That's the point, dude.
I mean, you know. You know,
what are you saying, Ronald?
Well, you just said me and Pipe are the only ones that have thought crimes against Dougie, and you haven't. Maybe this ep is a thought.
I don't feel
crime.
Like I've really gone at Dougie on like his thoughts. I'm going at him on his stupid video, though.
Wait, is a thought crime a crime against thought or a crime that I think in my head? I'm so confused right now.
If that's a thought crime, then all I'm doing is committing crimes all day.
Dude, how close is this to like a DeGarmo and Key video from the 80s? I feel like there was a lot of overlap.
Oh, I mean, 100%. If he was only a little bit younger and had, well, technically a worse haircut than he has in the video, it would be a DeGarmo and Key video.
A worse haircut and like a different beard, more of like a 1980s beard.
Yeah, totally. And some just crazy music going on in the background that, you know, is...
I feel like DeGarmo and Key were big Steam guys, though. They were big, 100%. Like, urban scape, like, Steam coming out of those little, like, things on the sidewalk and stuff.
Yeah, 100. Because that was all videos. All videos just... You literally were living in a world of Steam.
It was... Ronald,
just sounds
it was
like
a
the
world
Ninja
of,
Turtles.
Yeah, it was.
A world of Steam and Sparks.
A world
there were a lot
of
Sparks,
Steam and
too.
Sparks and fire. Because
you knew you were in a dangerous place because there
that's
steam
real life.
Sparks.
That's real life. There's steam in the 80s. I couldn't walk out the door without steam,
without encountering
and sparks and fire just like going off everywhere.
Yeah, when I was riding my little BMX bike to like Hook's drugstore to
do
get
do you remember
soda,
like bunny like, hopping over like the steam
dodging
stuff in the street?
Yeah, dodging sparks and steam all the live long day.
Like every time you hit your brakes, all like sparks would be coming out. You know, it was insane.
Okay, so I feel like sparks and steam kind of went away in the 80s and 90s. And in the early 2000s, it got replaced by fire. And so Doug is channeling a little bit of that early 2000s ethos of like, make a video and put fire in it.
Yeah, but dude, you know what I think though? I think Dougie, yeah, I totally agree. But I think Dougie is thinking like, dude, this is like, I think he's thinking like, man, these vids are, they're like, man, like they're really on the edge. You know, like I'm like doing something that's really, really like, that's, you know. That's like,
dude, do you think he showed it to his wife? Do you think he like screened it in his living room? Why am I so interested in this? I'm interested in the like, I'm delighted with the thing that I made and
dude,
I'm showing other people.
I'm just interested in the like the people close to him, like cheerleading him and going, dude, you did it.
Bro, that was
this
cool.
is so yeah. awesome. Like the tweets.
Solid vid.
I'm sorry, not the tweets, but like the texts. Like Doug, I saw it, dude. Like giving him all the thumbs up and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know, like, who decided to light shipping pallets on fire in the bed of like a mid-90s Dodge Ram?
Is that what it is?
If you look close, those are shipping pallets. They're just like a stack of them. So the truck wasn't even on fire. Somebody lit a stinking bonfire in the bed of a truck.
Interesting. But then the truck does go on fire at the end, though. Like, the whole thing.
Yeah, like, because somebody lit a bonfire in a truck. This is behavior we teach our children not to do. This was, you know, this wasn't an accident. Somebody set this up.
No, I mean, it's trying to teach us something about society, though. I mean, we're learning something about America.
I just realized I have the capability in my studio to do something. I'm Googling No Quarter November.
Cutting edge.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's a weird flex for me to like flex about my studio like that. But
I think what you should do is get some pallets and have your students like light them on fire in your office and then record it.
And then just shout No Quarter November and then there will be no thought crimes.
And then the whole university will like burn down. And dude, that's a thought crime right there. That's a statement, my friend.
What's the name of Dougie's like? I don't know, like publishing empire.
Canon Press.
Okay, so they do a No Quarter November every year. I'm looking at the 2018 trailer right now. Can you guys hear that?
No. I think you. Have
okay, so
is it looking sweet though, man?
It's looking sweet. Let me just describe it. It's Doug in a different hat, like more like a dad hat. It looks like the same vest, smoking a stogie in the countryside, like truly beautiful countryside. And he's sitting on a sofa that he's lit on fire.
Yeah,
so
that's
the sofa's
the first
on
one.
Fire.
That's the one. Yeah.
You've seen this one then, Ron.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the right. Because it's like he has this theme of like just literally burning everything to the ground, whether it's a couch or a Dodge. I don't know.
How old is Dougie?
60s? Is he your dad's age?
He's probably a little younger. He's probably late 60s. Maybe early 70s. But I mean,
there's a way to find that out.
If a year or two ago was a couch and this year was a truck, is he going to do like a helicopter crash next year? Like
I feel
what
like
is he lighting
keep
on
leveling
fire?
It up.
Is he like
a
house?
I want to see a house. I want to see
church?
A church.
Oh, there's some symbolism there. Like maybe some church is burning, like some old country church.
Yeah, Dougie is 67 years old. You are spot on there, Pipe.
Dude, has he ever hung out with your pops, Pipe? Have they ever like done a coffee together in the airport?
They've done
like
a conference together.
He's spoken at a conference that my dad put on. That was after he had written some controversial things, but kind of before he had decided to commit thought crimes against all people. He's been involved in those conferences to some distress of various attendees and others who like my dad.
Well, boys,
dude,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we haven't even. Well, no, finish your thought because I want to talk about his latest book, or maybe Pipe knows a little bit more about it because it's crazy.
I don't know anything about. Oh no, I know the sex robot book. Yes.
Yeah, sex robot. He wrote a book about sex robots. Big T.
Get out, baby. Explain all of that.
Come up with this idea first.
Yeah, dude, I had a sex robot project in the works, but I'm gonna have to call.
Decided
Wolf.
To write
something
wholesome for 12-year-olds. Yeah.
No,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it except like when it dropped, you know, people were a little up in arms because, you know, I don't know. He gets like super raw, I guess, in the book. I don't know. I mean, I'm still waiting for my copy from Amazon. I don't know yet.
You
know?
I've got questions. So is it a novel or is this nonfiction? Or is it a like
Pipe, is it
an argument for sex robots? What are we talking about here?
It's a novel.
Yeah, I haven't read it. I'm still waiting on my copy from Amazon, and I'll be waiting until I actually order one.
dude, there's the rub with Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
You got to actually order it. It's weird.
But then they ask for money, and I'm not willing to pay it for this. So
that's kind of how Jeff
Pipe?
Does all
got
his
got
business.
A book budget? Judas.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a budget thing. It's just a matter of, you know. I'd rather buy like Red Bud City Coffee Roasters coffee or
snap, nice
something like that. So,
into a,
yeah,
nice no, transition to what's paying the bills.
Yeah, always, it, always. Man. Yeah, it's a novel that I'm sure is very. It's probably sort of supposed to show that the rise of AI will destroy us all, or that people are selling their souls to, you know, kind of have so cheapened intimacy and sexuality. I don't know. I'm just guessing based on the subject matter and how Doug would handle things. So it's,
dude,
this
so
is utter speculation.
That, like, starts with a message and then reverse engineers a story. I think I'm here for that. And there's sex robots. You know what? Here's what needs to happen, boys. And excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up over this. It's a, kind of an emotional deal for me. I feel like somebody in our fan base needs to buy 3 copies of the Sex Robot book, get them mailed to us, so yes. that we can read them as kind of a thought experiment, and then podcast about it.
Because, yeah, let's do a review, man. We'll dedicate
Do a review.
Can I just go ahead and say I'm not reading it? Like, you can send it to me. I'm not reading it.
Pipe, we don't know whether you'll read it or not. We don't need to know that information. You just say whatever you want.
Here's what we need to do. Because
I just don't want to falsely advertise to our listeners that we're willing to take on a certain kind of commitment that I'm just steadfastly unwilling.
That's smart,
to take
Pipe. That's
but it's
that's
advertising
really
against. You can look at it like advertising against it too. You know, that's good too.
So. Well, as we laid out at the beginning, it's important. It's important to like put that out there. But I think, because we're professionals, we need to set an over-under on the number of pages that we're willing to read in the Sex Robot book. And I think if we all get to 12 pages, I'll call that a success.
So we can just review the first 12 is what you're saying.
Well, and you're free to read more than that if you'd like. But
I will say, Doug has a way with words. He's a good writer, which means that it even the possibility of making it through 12 pages sounds very realistic. There are some authors who are so bad that like a page and a half and you just go, nope, I'm out. I think Doug
like
would be good enough.
Let's keep it positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I dig it, dude. So you're saying that like we could have a good Sex Robot book on our hands here, which I feel like the marketplace has been clamoring for that. So shout out to Dougie for making that happen.
Always has his finger on the pulse of the marketplace.
He does. Now, boys, we've got like three minutes left before we need to wrap this up because we have more business to conduct. I want to ask Ronald, what are the odds that your Wilson would ever do a video like this? Or has he ever done one? Just the kind of 3-minute like monologue, walk and talk kind of deal.
Yeah.
Has your boy ever done this?
I think Jared C's done like kind of promo-y stuff like that before for like a book or like a, I don't know, something from the seminary. I don't know. I mean, it seems very un-Jared C, to do something, you know, of that nature where it's like just sort of dramatic and
not about anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah. yeah. Jared C would not be about doing something, not about something. Right. He would not.
Yeah.
Be about
well. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that describes a lot of people, you know.
Yeah. Especially in our tribe, whereas, you know, we actually do something every week that's not about anything. So we don't have a problem with that. We would all essentially, we're all kind of doing a version of that video every week on the podcast.
That's true. We've just ripped this poor guy for doing it for 3 minutes, whereas we do it for like 50 minutes each
week. Yeah, I mean, basically.
I think we should start, I mean, assuming we do this podcast for at least one more year. Which seems like, you know, even odds. I think we should start like a some quarter November or
some quarter.
One quarter November. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can work on the branding, but I feel like we need a little quarter.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, we are going, I'm going to already in my mind right now, I'm working out what it's going to take for us to do some kind of a parody video with the three of us. We will do it.
What about 3/4 November? Like,
can we burn a sex robot in the video?
I mean, that's getting a little contro, but you know, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to burn something. Something is going to die in our video.
So, by way of review, someone in our audience send us the Sex Robot books. We will get a 12-page review post haste on the program, boys. We've done what we always do in that we've gone 35 minutes on a 3-minute Jared Wilson video.
Oof, wow.
We'd like to see that though. Jared, if you're listening, I mean, maybe it's time, baby. Maybe it's time to shoot a little.
Maybe it's time and Jared C to shoot a little vid. How about that?
Baby. Now, okay. Last question.
Are you going to burn a mural?
Jared comes to you this afternoon when you guys are texting in all earnestness and He's like, bro, I got a little project for us.
Yeah.
What about a little 3-minute walk and talk? You know, just some atmospheric stuff in the background.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Are you in?
I mean, it's no question. I mean,
it's Jared and it's promo, which I feel like are two things that you're big on right now. So.
Well, I'm not. It's not going to be pure Jared promo. I need a little personal promo in there as well. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's Jared promo and Ron promo. So.
Right. Yeah. It'll be the promo. It'll be the promo for our pod. Yeah. We'll do a little walk in the park.
Yeah.
We'll keep it sweet. We'll keep it real.
Baby, how's your pod going? Doing mad business?
I mean, you know, it's blowing up. You know,
it's blowing up
like that truck.
It's not.
It's blowing up like a truck and a Douglas.
It's not blowing up, man. It's not blowing up. I'm joking. It's doing well though. What is that? It's doing well.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's no Happy Rant pod, but it's, boys, you know, it's a nice supplemental gig.
But give it 6.5 years of rambling and maybe it can be.
Maybe after 6.5 years, it'll become something.
Yeah. You got to be realistic about these things, baby.
Of course.
Boys, we've done what we always do on this program in that we've gone 35 minutes on a 3-minute Douglas Wilson video. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.